Next application is case number 11506, the application of VRNS 2 LLC. Site is located at the intersection southwest of DuPont Boulevard, U.S. Route 113, northeast of Haney Road, being Route 337, 911 address of 28880 DuPont Boulevard, Millsboro, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 233, Map 5, Parcel 99, requesting a special use exception to place an off-premise sign and also a variance from the required separation requirement from a dwelling. To be more specific, their reference to a variance is requesting a variance of 125 feet from the required 300-foot separation from a dwelling.
Thank you,
Mr. Mike. We did receive one letter in support of this application. It's from Delmarva Power. It was received on the 2nd.
Definitely.
Thank you, Mr. Tutt. Delmarva Power owns several properties located immediately south and west of this property, where the Millsboro Discount Liquor Store is located. A residential structure is located on one of those parcels owned by Delmarva Power and Lake, and references parcel number 135 on the same map. Parcel 135 is situated along Handy Road, prior to its intersection with U.S. Route 113. The residential structure is abandoned and is intended to be torn down. In addition, this property was part of a recent rezoning application. The rezoning application was approved for commercial on October 7th of 2014 by Sussex County Council. That is a part of the record.
Thank you, Mr. Mike. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Nito Desai.
Can you spell your last name for us?
Desai.
Can you spell it for us?
D-E-S-A-I.
Thank you. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Just do it.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I think you all know me by now. My name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown. This evening, I'm representing VRNS 2, Roman numeral 2, LLC, which owns the property that's the subject of tonight's hearing. The gentleman who was just sworn in is the owner's representative, and that is Mr. Nehra Desa. As was indicated by Mr. Lang when he read in the introduction, tonight's application is for an off-premises sign, which everybody colloquially will call a billboard, which, as you know, pursuant to Sussex County Code, sections 115-80C and 115-159.5, requires a special use exception, and then if you don't meet all the bulk and area requirements, a variance, and in this particular case, a variance will be sought from an abandoned residential structure that is located across the street. As I usually do, I wanted to begin by talking about the location of the property. I'm sure you're all familiar with it. And the property is located along the western side of Route 113 as you're heading just out of the corporate limits of the city of or town of Millsboro. As you go south on that, you will come to probably one of the busiest intersections in that area, which is the intersection with Route 20, where everybody goes east to head towards Bethany and Fenwick Island. The road that is on the right at that intersection is Handy Road, and then as you cross over Route 113, it becomes Route 20, which is Dagsboro Road. As you may also know, this site is also currently the location of Millsboro Discount Liquors. The property was acquired by VRNS 2 LLC in 2008, and a copy of the deed for that property is included in the notebook that was handed out as Exhibit 2. If you look at Exhibit 4, you will see what is the current condition of the property. The first photo is a photo of the site itself, basically looking straight at it if you were parked or sitting at the light at Route 113 and Route 20. And then as you page through the pictures, the first picture is if you were headed southbound and headed north on Route 113. Obviously, the property is over on your left on the western side. The next picture is if you were headed the opposite direction, if you were actually headed south and headed over to Fenwick Island, Bethany Beach area. And there's another photograph of that And then when you get to the last two photographs, actually three photographs, those are photographs of essentially the rear of the property, which is if you were on Handy Road, the road that's to the west of Route 113, the view of the property that you would have from those locations. The property is zoned C1, which, as I think you're all familiar with, is the appropriate zoning designation in order to have a off-premises sign or a billboard. If you look at the tax maps that are included at Exhibit 3, the first is a tax parcel map, and you'll see this property is the pointy-shaped property, that's a technical term, with the 911 address of 28880, right at the intersection there with Handy Road and DuPont Boulevard. The next map is probably the more significant map for the zoning purposes. It is the zoning map for Sussex County, and of course you'll see the red area representing the C1 commercial property, and this property is located right about the middle of that property. And the last portion of the tax map is simply an aerial overlay just to give some reference as to the location of other structures and what the picture looks like, or rather what this site looks like and the surrounding properties. The sign which is proposed in tonight's application is described in Exhibit 5, which is a site plan. And if you look at Exhibit 5, and Exhibit 6 is similar, although that again has the aerial overlay to provide a perspective for the proposed location of the site. Looking at Exhibit 5, you'll see in the upper left-hand corner that what's proposed is a fully engineered steel monopole structure that complies with all of the requirements for off-premises signs found in 159.5, except for one, and we'll discuss that one in a moment. As you know, under the Sussex County Code, there are basically six essential requirements for a billboard. The first is that the Board of Adjustment must grant a special use exception, and then the five that follow that are the requirements, the bulk area and height requirements, the first being that there be no dwellings, churches, schools, public lands, or additional off-premise signs within 300 feet of the proposed sign. The second being that the proposed sign must be 25 feet from the front property lines. The third being that it must be a minimum of 50 feet from side property lines. The fifth being that the sign can be no larger than 600 square feet, with no one facing having more than 300 square feet. And the last one being that the proposed sign should have a maximum height of 25 feet. Each of these requirements can be met with this application, except for, as Mr. Lank indicated, a abandoned structure located on property owned by Delmarva Power on the opposite side of Handy Road. If you look at Exhibit 5, you will see the radius of 300 feet drawn from each side of the sign. And from the westernmost portion of the sign, there is a line showing 175 feet distance from the proposed sign to the abandoned structure. This property is unique for several reasons. As you can see in looking at Site 5, it has probably the best geometrical term would be a trapezoidal type shape, although I don't think it's a true trapezoid. It's also unique because it fronts both on Route 113, and then it also fronts on Handy Road, which provides with essentially double front yard setbacks. But even despite these factors, as you can see, a location was found that kept it 300 feet from billboards that are on properties on the other side of Route 113, and actually able to comply with those double front yard setbacks and the side yard setback. In looking at the site and investigating the site, it was noticed that the property across the street appeared to be abandoned, and that is a residential type structure. The property owner, which is Delmarva Power, was contacted, and Delmarva Power confirmed that the structure is an abandoned structure. And then in speaking with Neil Baker, who's part of the real property section for Delmarva Power, he volunteered some other additional information, which I think is very helpful to this application. First, he informed me that Delmarva Power intends to allot funds to demolish that structure in the very near future, as it doesn't intend to move forward with a residential dwelling on that property. And in addition, he said, you should know that we recently had the property rezoned. The property was, they owned several properties along there, and they were essentially split zone. Portions of the property were zoned AR1 and portions were zoned C1. And in October, Sussex County Council approved a rezoning of the property and rezoned the property entirely as CR1, which is the new commercial zoning designation in the Sussex County Code. I asked Mr. Baker if he would confirm our discussion in a letter, and he did, and Mr. Lank read into the record portions of that letter, and that letter is also included as a copy of that letter is also included as Exhibit 7 in the exhibit notebook that was given to you. As I mentioned at the outset, in this particular application, tonight's request to the board is a two-part process. The first part is a special use exception request, and earlier this evening you had another special use exception, but I'll review that legal standard, even though I know you're familiar with it, which is that the exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. Off-premises signs are consistent with the character of the surrounding area. As is shown in Exhibit 5, there are billboards immediately across the street. In addition, this is a developing commercial corridor. I know that you all have been here for a while, so you know what has happened to that area as you leave the town of Millsboro. BJ's came, Lowe's came, they moved the McDonald's from the northern end of Millsboro to the southern end of Millsboro. PRMC opened up a very large health pavilion in that same area. And frankly, Delmarva Power's petition to rezone all their property to make it consistently commercial shows the development of this commercial area of Route 113. The placement of an off-premises sign in this growing commercial area will not have an adverse effect on the uses of these adjacent properties. And again, you wouldn't have to look any further to confirm that than right across the street where there are existing billboards. And in addition, I guess finally, there has been no objection from any adjacent or neighboring property owners, unless somebody is in attendance tonight for that purpose. Okay. The second part of the application is the variance request. And again, what's requested is a 125-foot variance from the 300-foot separation distance for a residential dwelling. This dwelling is not going to be there much longer, and it is an abandoned dwelling, so there's not going to be an impact on somebody's personal residence. As you know, there are five factors for granting a variance. I'll run through those quickly and then be available for any questions that the board may have. First, the property is unique due to its trapezoidal shape, and it essentially is a peninsula of land between Handy Road and Route 113. Secondly, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Billboards are permitted with a special use exception in the commercial zoning classification C1 and CR1, which is a reasonable use of the property. And other C1 properties in this area have been able to use and enables their reasonable use of the property. The applicant did not place the residential structure on the property across the street, and in fact, that property owner is tearing down their residence and making their property commercial. This will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And in fact, again, as I said, this commercial use is consistent with uses in that neighborhood. And the variance is the minimum that will afford relief. As you see when you look at that drawing, it's sort of a unique way that they were able to fit the sign within the double front yard setbacks, meet the side yard setback, center it between two other existing billboards across the street, and comply with all those requirements except for the abandoned residential structure across the street. And so the great effort was made to make it the minimum variance that would afford relief. I'm going to ask Mr. Desa if everything I've said tonight and presented to the board has been true and correct. That concludes my presentation. I'm ready if the board has any questions for myself or Mr. Desa.
All right, we'll see. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Miller.
Yes, Mr. Hutt, in your exhibit, tab number 4, the last picture. I see that is picture taken from Google Earth, and I know that Google Earth has a tendency to their pictures to not be necessarily current. But in that picture, it shows at least five on-premise signs and at least seven wall signs on the south wall. Is that what is on the property right now?
I'll have to ask Mr. Desa to speak to what's currently on the property. Obviously, the Google pictures are dated. They're usually about 18 months behind. So I would predict that it's not those signs specifically that might be there.
Okay. Well, I guess then maybe I should rephrase the question. Is there more than one wall sign on the building and more than one on-premise sign?
Yeah.
Now, currently.
Mr. Desa has indicated that there are still signs on the wall. The ones along Route 113 are not there.
Okay. And Mr. Lank, has additional wall signs been approved for this location?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. I guess my point, Mr. Hutt, is does your client understand that he can't have those signs?
He does now.
Thank you.
If it does.
Does signs out on the right-of-way or along the right-of-way appear to be banners? I'm not saying they're legal, but they're
right.
Banners, not
right.
Fixed signs. They should stay removed.
I know in the past the county has asked people to remove banners and signs. And
they may be in state right-of-way, but I'm not sure. Can't tell.
Appear to be behind the telephone pole. That's why I asked.
Right.
Okay. No other questions?
Mr. Hudson?
Mr. Hutt, to your knowledge, are there any billboard signs in the area that are presently vacant and non-rented?
I drove through there, I think, less than a week ago. Not in the immediate area. If you head south on Route 20, which is Dagsboro Road, I think there's a northbound facing on one of the signs that was vacant, I believe. But there is, there's many billboards in that area. And when I went back the other way, the southbound facing, the one you see when you're driving north, that one did have a sign, but I think there was one on the, if you're driving south, I guess on the northbound side of that sign. That
was on 20 and not on 113.
Correct.
Okay, so with the application as it is, by the testimony given, I'm assuming this is a matter of timing. If had DP&L had plans to demolish the abandoned residential property, you wouldn't be asking for a variance. Is that correct?
That's correct. And it seems like, I agree that it is a timing issue. As soon as they demolish that building, obviously that variance request would become evaporated.
Thank you.
Mr. Rickard?
What's the hurry? You couldn't wait until it was demolished? There's a timing? What's in the timing aspect of it where you couldn't wait till the building was taken down?
As you know, the prime time to undertake getting approvals and such would be during these winter months so that you can let the appellate period run and hopefully still have the sign up to attract and entice advertisers that will be on that billboard, and you can tell them, we're going to get the summer season for you. And Delmarva Power says it's going to destroy the building and demolish it quickly, but like any other business, I don't know that we have any. They've not said it's going to be demolished next week.
Do you have someone already ready to advertise on your billboard?
Yeah. He has hired a company, and yes, they have advertisers that are ready for this billboard.
And when will they do that? As soon as you get it up? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, as soon as it's done.
So you've met the 300 feet, the 25 feet. You're not going to make anything, any changes as far as any other variances, as far as heights, square footage, or anything like that?
That's correct.
Okay. I have no other questions right now.
Yeah. Mr. Workman?
You did say that he has it contract on the signs already.
Correct. They have, they're ready to
go. Before you put up the contracts already?
They're ready to go.
Ready to go. That's all I got then.
Okay. Oh, I have one more request, Mr. Okay. Chairman.
All right.
I was looking at the same thing Mr. Mills was, and I wonder if we can request Mr. Lank's planning and zoning, have an inspector go out there and see if they are in violation now. I believe that Mr. Mills had a point there. I didn't notice that, but then when I put down, he brought that to my attention too. And we do have a means to go out there to find out whether you are in violation or not. Okay. So I'd like to make that request.
Okay.
Mr. Lank.
Mr. Lank.
Send an inspector out.
Okay. And on a further note, in regard to wall signs, we have granted variances for those, and the board tends to be, I think, generous in granting those if it's necessary. And you are allowed one on-premise sign that you can put out front and, you know, advertise. So.
Yeah, I'd like to, Mr. Mills, I'd like to clear that up just to make sure he knows that whether he is in violation of, you know, whether it's in the right-of-way of the state or we do have jurisdiction over that.
Right. Well, I noticed that there wasn't, it didn't, yeah, didn't appear to be any on-premise sign for the,
yeah,
for the business.
So
that would be an alternative to all the little banners.
So you're just giving a heads up that you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Motion. Oh, boy. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we table case number 11506 until the next regular meeting. I'd like to also see, go over some of this again in my spare time here, and also get a feedback from the Planning and Zoning Department as to violations that might be in there. Also, I know that has nothing to do with the special use exception, but and the variance, but I'd like to know about that.
Okay. Mr. Rickard, is that, just so I'm clear, your motion is to table the case until the next meeting, but to leave the record open for the limited purpose of having Planning and Zoning report as to the signage and the legality of those signs on the property?
Right.
Okay.
That's the reason we have a lawyer. He puts it better than I do.
Second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 11506, but leave the record open.
Right.
For the purpose of the Planning and Zoning to come back with us as far as the signs that are on there now.
Right.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11506 will be tabled to our next regular meeting, which will be January the 26th.